Slo's has decided to honor the governor's request about restaurants, and they're closed for inside dining for 2 weeks. So we're going to ask about that. But along the way, I've learned of a couple of things about Slo's. And for example, well, we knew some time ago because we talked about the Plaid Pig and Marie Osborne, your late son, John, and the things that Slo's did for you and continues to do for you and your foundation. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. At Schoolcraft College, John was the pit master at Slo's for many years and absolutely admired and loved Brian Perrone and the staff there. And they honored him after his death with helping us establish the scholarship fund so other young people who are interested in cooking can continue their careers. But Slo's not only has done that in the community during this pandemic, they've done so much more. I like to say that not all superheroes wear capes. Some of them wear aprons. Slo's managed to put out a lot of food to first responders and to frontline workers. So they're just great community partners.
Well, they are indeed. And unfortunately, Brian just told me you will not be able to hear Brian, but Brian is now on the line, and hopefully, Brian Perrone, you could hear the wonderful kisses that Marie Osborne just gave you.
You know, I could hear Marie talking a little bit, but I couldn't really hear what she was saying. I know she said very nice things because that's how Marie is, and we really appreciate it.
Well, she really appreciates you and the Plaid Pig Scholarship Fund at Schoolcraft College in honor of her son, John, and all the great things you've done, and including the most recent is that you have said, okay, personal responsibility, we will, because of what's happening with COVID, we will shut down our indoor, inside dining. You've been, frankly, Slo's has been extra cautious since this whole thing began.
Well, you know, I mean, we're very concerned about the safety of our staff and the safety of our guests and patrons. You know, we don't want to be contributing to a impossible problem. So we're doing our best to try and help mitigate it.
So when you opened up Slo's to Go, you didn't reopen the lobby to the public at this point, but you continue to offer touchless carryout and catering from the cast location since this whole thing started. Guests pick up their orders through the plexiglass enclosed vestibule, and you can run larger orders out to the cars. You're doing this at Grand Rapids, you're in Corktown. You've spaced some tables, adding the plexiglass barriers. You have been a very responsible company, Brian Perrone, in trying to get through this thing the best you can while keeping, as you put it, your patrons and your employees safe. But something else has come up that I find fascinating that Marie knows about, but I'm going to go to Ann Thomas, our producer, where she actually went to her homeowners or neighbor association and suggested that they offer you the opportunity to come to their neighborhood on a specific day to bring one of your food trucks to the neighborhood. Everybody put in their orders and paid so that when the truck came, they just walked up to the truck. And in Ann's case, Ed walked up to the truck. I'm here for the Battersby order. Picked up the food and took it home to eat it. She invited the whole family, and they ate outside and ate Slo's. That's a great idea, and Ann, you loved it.
Oh, it was the best idea ever. It was easy. The truck came to the neighborhood for a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon, and lots of neighbors participated, and everyone just absolutely loved it, Paul.
So that's a wonderful thing, Brian, and I didn't even know about it, and I immediately thought, I'm going to call my friend Joe Backer, Backer's Landscape, landscaper to the stars, who lives on my same street, and that maybe we can get something like this up for our neighbors, because I just think it would be a lot of fun, and really good food. So,
well, you know, the way that we did it, it was all prepared food. Everything was sent out cold for our families to take home and then reheat at whenever they're ready for it. Because, you know, it wouldn't have been possible for us to hold the food hot and make sure the quality was still there. So it really worked out well for us to do that as well. We started doing that in, I think, November or December. And we kind of were planning to wind it down as we got into the warmer months. But we've decided to extend it out through this month for neighborhoods. We call it the Neighborhood Take and Bake Program. But we do have a food truck being built. I don't know if you had heard the news about our trailer being stolen back in November. We do have a new one on the way. So we're planning to have that available to bring the neighborhoods to as soon as we get our hands on it.
I had not heard that. And it's not been recovered?
It was recovered, but yeah, that one that had to go to the graveyard, unfortunately.
Oh man, the food truck graveyard.
Oh, that's boy. Right.
Well, so now you're going to have a new one, which I'm sure is going to be better than ever, bigger and better than ever.
Better than ever, not as big actually. So that'll make it better. So
you can get down even narrow streets like ours. I mentioned Joe Becker because during his son Zach's outdoor graduation party, they had Slow's. So he already has
great.
A relationship and great food. And if we can, when will the truck be available again?
Well, we're hoping for May. You know, it depends on a lot of things, but you know, we're shooting for May. We're trying to start booking some dates and get it lined up. So contact with our catering team at Slow's to Go. We'll get the ball rolling.
Slow's to Go. What's the phone number?
313-309-7560, or you can look at us on the website. There's a contact form.
All right, Slow's to Go, 313-309-7560, and they hope to be ready with the Slow's food truck in May. We hope we get you some business. I hope I can do some business with you. God bless you, Brian.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good mac and cheese. Keep up the good ribs. Oh, boy. I might have to go and help them get that truck ready sooner. Brian Perrone, Slow's Barbecue, chef and co-owner here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.